The district local government has received three ambulances to strengthen health services in the district. The three ambulances donated by the International Rescue Committee include a Toyota Land Cruiser ambulance and two tricycles, commonly known as tukutuku ambulances. Delivering the ambulances to the district, Dr. Hakim Kalunji, the Health System Strengthening Advisor for the National Rescue Committee, said the ambulances are meant to improve emergency services, especially among the mothers and children.
The IRC continues to work closely with the Yumbe district, part of Protect SRHR project, to ensure that we reduce preventable mother and newborn deaths. We are deeply committed to that work, and of course, emergency ambulance services is one way we can safeguard the lives of mothers, particularly coming from communities and lower facilities to health center posts and the hospital, so that they can receive comprehensive maternal and newborn services that are not available at lower facilities that are life-saving. And that's why the IRC saw it fit to donate these ambulances. We know that IRC will continue to work with the Yumbe district to reduce preventable deaths among mothers and newborns, but also generally ensure that the system is strengthened and it has long capacity to deliver services to the population, both refugees and the host.
Dr. Moses Cox Sempewa, the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer, Yumbe District, urges the Health Department to ensure the ambulances help to serve their intended purposes.
We shall put these three ambulances given by IRC to proper use so that our people are served as requested, that NGOs can fundraise for us and be able to deliver service delivery. I thank you so much, IRC. And I want to promise you, we shall continue to work in good partnership.
Meanwhile, Kaiyan Linus, the Vice Chairperson of Yumbe District, calls upon the Health Department to monitor the ambulances so that they are not used to carry goods instead of patients.
This is very great. This one is to aid, this is to stop preventable maternal and newborn deaths, which is a very excellent work. And I'm handing over this key, these items, to the accounting officer, who is the custodian of all the assets within the district. My appeal is that you should task the DHO to make sure that these items, these facilities, these logistics are put to proper use so that they serve their purpose and therefore able to prevent those deaths that can be avoided, especially for the mothers and the newborns.